Well, students who survived Tuesday's school shooting outside of Denver burst into protest at a vigil last night, saying their trauma was being politicized.
What has happened at STEM is awful, but it's not a statistic. We can't be used for a reason for gun control. We are a people, not a statement.
Their classmate, Kendrick Castillo, was shot and killed when he tackled one of the shooters, giving others a chance to flee. And last week, 21-year-old University of North Carolina Charlotte student Riley Howell met the same fate when he knocked a campus shooter off his feet. Both cases are now raising questions about what students, young people, are taught to do when someone opens fire inside their schools. Joining me now is Frank Zimring. He's a professor of law and criminal justice studies at the University of California, Berkeley. Frank, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
As someone who studies gun violence and mass shootings, what do you make of these two stories of two young men who died attacking a school shooter?
Well, in the first instance, it provokes extremely mixed feelings. And to those of us who are old enough to have children of our own, it also raises the issue of what would I want my kids to do in that situation? And here is the problem with that. When we're talking about school shooters, almost always, if anybody's going to get shot, it's the intervener. That's why we put police officers in Kevlar vests. Now comes the interesting question. If it elevates the intervener's risk, does the total death rate go up? In the two cases that we're looking at, the answer to that is probably not.
It sounds to me like you're saying that as a parent, you wouldn't want your child to intervene in this way, but you're also making the point, and there is an argument to be made, that more people would have died if they had not done so.
Possibly. If the gunman has already started shooting, the total risk of death is already extremely high. But if the gunman hasn't started shooting, then an intervention may in fact provoke what was a threat and make it actual.
I want to play some tape from one of the students named Brendan Biley, who charged the shooter at the Highland Ranch School in Colorado. He charged the shooter alongside Kendrick Castillo, but he survived. Here's what he told reporters.
It was immediate, non-hesitation, immediate jump into action. There was no questioning, there was no hesitation, there was no looking around. It was threat noticed, action time.
So he says he wasn't even thinking. Do you believe we've gotten to this point where we've seen so many of these shootings in American schools now that it's just sort of by default you spring into action?
Yeah, well, not quite. For one thing, what you're talking about is late adolescent males.
Hmm.
And so there is a great deal of machismo or heroic ambition that interacts with a situation of risk. And that's wonderful. Whenever we're fighting active wars, we always draft those folks. But again, from an authority or risk management standpoint, it is only when contacts with authorities who are armed and trained, or escape, or hiding is not possible when it really becomes a situation where intervention might be necessary.
Here's one more piece of tape from Kendrick's father, John Castillo. He was speaking with CNN.
Because of what he did, others are alive, and I thank God for that. I love him. And he's a hero. He always will be. But there's another part of you that wishes he would have just turned and ran, retreated, hid, you know, did something to put himself out of harm's way if that was possible.
That is a heartbreaking situation to be in as a parent. I think it gets to some of what you're saying here. How should we be talking about these people who were so young and who sacrificed themselves? How should we be talking about them after the fact?
Well, after the fact of that kind of sacrifice, I think what his father said first has got to be the only comfort that can be taken. From the standpoint of planning policy, I think it is much better to de-emphasize the possibilities of heroic intervention, because there are often times when interventions can provoke terrible risks to the people who try and undertake it. Otherwise, we're going to have to dress all our kids in Kevlar vests. And that's a country that none of us want to live in.
That's Frank Zimring, professor of law and criminal justice studies at the University of California, Berkeley. Frank, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.